Hello and welcome to Morning Manna. My name is Ron Rasmussen, and I'm going to be sharing with you today in the book of John, chapter 16. But before I do, I would just also like to mention one of the ministries that I'm involved with here at Lighthouse is our young adults ministry. And I'm involved in that with my wife, Brandy. And just wanted to encourage you that on Saturday, January 29th at 6:30 in the Grindhouse, we're going to be starting up and we're going to be meeting for the next 3 months. And so just wanted to encourage you, if you are in that age range, 18 to 20 somethings, would really like to encourage you to come out and join us. Or if you know someone in that age range, would really like to encourage you to come out and join us. So before we get started, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, just thank you, Father, that you are good and you're faithful. And you're just good to work in us in your word, and you're faithful to instruct us and teach us. And so, Lord, just pray that you would do that now. Just pray you go before us in your word. In your name we pray. Amen. So we're going to be going in going through John chapter 16 and verse 32. And we're going to just start out there. Behold, the hour is coming, and indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, each one to his own home, and will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, for the Father is with me. So Jesus is preparing the disciples that the time's coming soon. And they're going to be, that basically he's going to the cross. And it's interesting here that he's saying, behold, the hour is coming, and indeed it has come. It's coming upon them now. And he's saying that you guys are going to be scattered to your own home. You're going to be running like frightened children. But the cool thing is that even though that you're going to leave me alone, I'm not going to be alone because the Lord's with me. And something that just encourages me about that, and I just love, is to know that Jesus was truly alone during that time. And the thing I think about is that he knows what it's like to be alone. And you might be experiencing that even today, just an aloneness. And it's good to know that the Father, he's experienced that too. And yet, you're not alone because the Lord's with you. Let's continue on there. In verse 33, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. But take heart, for I have overcome the world. So, two things that jump out at me when I'm reading this verse. He's basically sharing with us that that I have shared these things so that you may have peace. Well, the obvious question is, what are these things he's sharing? And so, again, he's kind of telling them, he's preparing them for his departure. And so what he tells them a little bit earlier in this chapter is he says, in a little while, you won't see me, but then you will see me. And of course, he's talking about his death and resurrection. And he's also telling them that, you know, you're going to have some sorrow. There's going to be some hard times for you guys with this. And in verse 20, he says, truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. So that's quite a contrast. You know, we have the Lord telling us, you know, initially you're going to have some sorrow, and I liken it to a woman giving birth. And of course, only you ladies that have had a baby can truly know what that true feeling is like. But still, we can draw from that picture that that's quite a contrast that the Lord's laying out there, that there is going to be this sorrow like a woman having a baby, but then when the baby comes, there's going to be that overwhelming joy. And sometimes I think we lose sight of that. I think we can be so discouraged by the sorrow process, the hard time that we're going through, that we forget there's the joy that's going to overwhelm us. We're going to forget the sorrow that that we went through. And it's good for us to keep our eyes on that. And Jesus is telling us, even at the beginning of this verse, I'm telling you these things so that you will have peace. And the Lord wants us to operate from there. The next part in that verse, so he says, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. So in that next part of that verse, he's not downplaying the tribulation. It's real. You will have tribulation this side of eternity. But take heart, because I have overcome the world. And when I hear that, I think that's interesting to me too, because Jesus has not gone to the cross at this time. He's told his disciples many times over that he is going to suffer at the hands of men. He knows this is ahead of him. And yet he's still saying to us in advance that he has overcome the world. It's like there's definitely an assurance there. There's a faith, but even when the cross is still ahead of him. And I think for you and for me today, you might be in that place where you think, well, I'm still in it. I'm still struggling. I'm still going through that time where I'm not sure how things are going to turn out. Just know that the Lord still had the cross ahead of him when he was saying this to us, but yet he's saying, I have overcome. There's a parallel verse that I like to share off this, and it's in Luke 13:32. I think it's a parallel verse, but he says the Pharisees were kind of warning him, and he was eventually going to get on his way to Jerusalem, but the Pharisees were telling him, hey, you need to get away from here, because Herod wants to kill you. He wants to take your life. And Jesus, when they're telling him these things, he has kind of an interesting response. He says, you go and tell that fox, behold, I cast out demons and perform cures today and tomorrow, and the third day I will finish my course. Nevertheless, I must go on my way today and tomorrow and that day. And the thing I think about is he's so fixed on finishing his course, he's certainly not worried about Herod. He's not worried about what man can do to him, really what his circumstances can do to him. He's focused on finishing the course, achieving his goal. And I think about for us today, there's so many things that can deter us from finishing our course or achieving our goal. But the Lord, he's trying to encourage us today and saying, I don't want you to be discouraged. I don't want you to be taken out. I want you to take heart. So along that line, if you are feeling alone, if you're feeling discouraged today, I want you to just take those words from the Lord to us, to you and to me. Take heart, for he has overcome the world. So another thing I just have to mention here is anytime I hear this verse, I always think of two songs. One is from Hillsong Worship, and it's called Take Heart. And I just love the words in that song. And there's a part where it says that all the cares, all the trials in this world, take heart, for he has overcome. And then the other song I always like is Take Heart, of course, by Seeds. And it goes verbatim through this verse of 33. And there's such a surety when it comes through and says, take heart. Take heart, for I have overcome the world. So if you have not heard those songs in a while, and we sing them sometimes either in Sunday school or in worship, just encourage you to get on Spotify or YouTube and download those and listen to them. And also wanted to encourage you, just for daily reading, if you are not in a spot in the Bible today, maybe you want to pick up right here in the book of John and just keep reading on through. I'd encourage you to just read somewhere each day and just get in those reminders of the Lord's love for you, that you're not alone, and that He's for you. God bless you. Thanks.